I'm also a political scientist, so I could give you a formal talk, which you'll be glad to hear I won't, about the various groups in society that have been discriminated against in the past as citizens on the basis of race, gender or whatever, who've had that discrimination removed. And I could tell you about how we're one of the last groups who hasn't had that discrimination removed historically. But I want to talk, following on from Jess, a bit more about personal life and personal experience. And I don't have a terrible story of discrimination like the people who've spoken so movingly so far, but I just have the stories that most of us have of everyday life and the sort of problems you have. And they're the sort of issues about things like, if you go into hospital for a routine operation, what do you say your partner is? You're asked to basically name your next of kin. Your partner isn't your next of kin. So you use some term like this person who has enduring power of attorney, your medical attorney, enduring power of guardianship, your medical attorney. And every time you do that, you feel you're being constructed as a second-class citizen. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm a political scientist, I'm a middle-class woman, I know that I need to have those legal documents. Many people in an emergency situation do not realise that they are not recognised as their partner's next of kin. And what happens if I get a phone call to say my partner of 20 years has been in a car accident and is seriously ill in intensive care? Do I rush home first to get my legal documents saying I hold enduring power of guardianship? You know, what are those sort of decisions I have to make that a heterosexual person in exactly the same position would not have to make? When I fill in the census, I know that the ABS tells me that I can tick the box saying that we're in a de facto relationship. I am not legally in a de facto relationship here in this state. I am not in a legal de facto relationship federally, and yet this is the only box that it's possible for me to tick. And I know that most same-sex couples do not know they can tick that box. And yet the results of ticking that box are regularly cited in estimates of the number of same-sex couples in Australia, quite misleadingly, I think. There's also the other frustrations. My partner once lost her passport when we were on study leave in New York together. The Australian consulate would not accept me stating that she was an Australian citizen. In other words, I'm in a situation where our relationship isn't legally recognised, but the passport form quite explicitly says that a same-sex partner cannot be one of the people who attests that your partner actually is an Australian citizen. So you're not recognised, but you're somehow disqualified from doing things. It's the basic everyday issues over Medicare. And it's also just the general lack of awareness by heterosexuals. The fact that most heterosexuals assume that you are recognised as next of kin and don't realise that you actually aren't. It's all those problems at work where you constantly have to say, look, this regulation doesn't specifically say that your same-sex partner is eligible for X. Please could you change it so that it is? It's that constantly having to raise consciousness but also deal with the frustrations of everyday life that construct you all the time as a second-class citizen. And underneath, you know that part of what is happening is that our feelings and our love are being dehumanised. You know, years ago it used to be acceptable to take children from Indigenous families because it was argued that Indigenous parents did not care for their children. It is so common to not recognise the emotional feelings and basic humanity of minority groups. And we are now in exactly the same situation. Our love and our feelings for each other are not being recognised. We are dehumanised, our relationships are dehumanised, just as so many other minority groups have been dehumanised in the past. The difference is that it is still acceptable for it to happen to us in a way that it no longer would be on the basis of race or other forms of oppression.